Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Folks, we've been covering a lot of territory about Medicare and Medicaid, and there's another piece of news that was released the other day. About 650,000 Mississippians and 960,000 Louisianians, over 20% of each state's population, are enrolled in Medicare, according to data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. However, the Medicare costs in Louisiana and Mississippi are some of the highest in the nation, but do not correspond to better health outcomes for patients. In fact, states' life expectancies at 65 are some of the lowest in the country, according to federal data. And Mississippi is actually even worse off. They come in with an average of 2 years shorter than the national average. So that's the what. Let's try and find out the why. We're joined by David Reidenhauer, chairman of the National Center for Public Policy Research. David, welcome to the show.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, thank you for joining us. Obviously, Medicare, Medicaid, both very complex types of, you know, organizations, and as well as the way that they run this insurance company. When I was reading the story, it just kind of really piqued my curiosity as to what is actually happening here, because this doesn't sound like it right. It doesn't sound right.
No, and there are demographic issues that are affecting this, but there's also the way that Medicare and Medicaid run as well. So maybe I'll touch upon the demographic statistics first. You have fairly high poverty rates both in Louisiana and Mississippi, and that corresponds to people who don't have health care before they get to the age where they're eligible for Medicare. And so consequently, they're already ill before they get into the program, maybe with ongoing conditions like type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and they're just holding out and waiting until they get the government program. So you have a large number of people that are already sick that are getting onto the system. And then the way that the system operates is to actually create shortages. You know, there's a certain fee schedule that Medicare has that is not necessarily competitive in the private sector. One might be charged anywhere from 25% to 200% more. And so what does this do? This causes people who would ordinarily, doctors who would ordinarily go into this field and be providing services for Medicare, are retiring early, or they are not entering to begin with into service through Medicare, and that creates a doctor shortage. So you've got a severe doctor shortage. In Louisiana, 60 of 64 parishes have been designated health professional shortage areas. And you have a similar situation in Mississippi, and a big contributing factor to that is the reimbursement rate from Medicare and Medicaid.
So 60 of 64 parishes, we have a recognizable shortage of physicians.
Yes.
So what is the system actually doing about that? How are we addressing that? I mean, obviously, that falls on the back of medical education in this country. It's the only way you get there, right? So what's happening?
Well, I mean, that's part of it, of course, is the educational process. But there's a lot of things that we can do to change the way the Medicare system works. I'll just give you another example. We've heard a lot about prescription drug negotiations, which sound like a really good idea initially until you see what the pharmaceutical firms will do in response to it. You know, you negotiate lower prices for those very expensive drugs, and what do? They're going to shift the costs off to other Medicare recipients who are using different drugs that are not covered by the negotiation. They're going to shift away from drugs that aren't covered, and we're going to see stifled innovation, and overall, our health will diminish. It sounds like a good idea. It's not. Just like, for example, for those who are mentally ill in this country. In the 1960s, they thought it was a brilliant idea to have something called the Institutions of Mental Disease Exclusion, which said that Medicaid would not reimburse mental health hospitals and substance abuse hospitals that had more than 16 beds. And the rationale was, let's get away from the institutionalization, let's get community-based, but also let's not let the states shift all their mentally ill patients onto the federal bill. But the consequence has been the institutions have been closed down. We now have a bed shortage of about 600,000 nationwide. People are waiting for up to 3 years in some states for access to a mental health bed. And this is contributing to our homelessness throughout the country. And there are costs associated with that. Just because they're on the street doesn't mean they don't cost anything. They cost on average $40,000 a year per individual in emergency services. So sometimes what we do that is intended to do good actually does bad because it creates perverse incentives.
So this is a good example of these perverse incentives, and one that you know a lot about. I watched a video about the trials and tribulations in your life and dealing with the federal government, more importantly, I guess, Medicare. Your son was born with a mental disability, and the name of the video is called Faces of the Disability Crisis, Jonathan Story is the name of your son. Tell us about it.
Yeah. So Jonathan was born by all appearances as normal in 2000. And then when he turned about 2 years of age, something was different. He began pacing. He started to lose his communication skills. And he had all the classic signs of autism. He was always difficult to deal with. But fast forward to 2017, my wife passed away. After a 4-year battle with stage 4 breast cancer, he became extraordinarily violent, hit himself 2,700 times in a single 4-hour period, sent us both to the hospital. I was desperate for help in the home. It was difficult with two parents, with one parent having to stay up all the time to care for him. You know, I was just overwhelmed, and it was beyond my capability, but there was no help coming. We got him into the ER. He clearly needed a specialized hospital, acute care, psychiatric hospital, but he had to wait for a week, and the ER, which could do nothing for him at all because there were no beds available downstream in this hospital. And one of the reasons that I found out that that was the case is that they had patients ready to leave that they couldn't discharge because they had no place to go. This is that IMD exclusion that I was telling you about. Because of those restrictions, there is a massive shortage. And this happened again a couple of years later. And he was on a waiting list for 15 months. Got in record time because usually it takes 3 years to get into this specialized hospital. And it's one that absolutely changed his life. And again, there were patients ready to leave when he got in. Two of them had been there a combined total of more than 2 years longer than they had to be because they had no place to go. And the hospital, hope you're sitting down for this, cost $150,000 per month. Per month. Wow. So those two patients, $3.6 million wasted on them while there were people banging at the door, desperate to get in, to get the help that they needed. And this is happening throughout the system. It's happening in ERs. It's happening in these specialized hospitals, costing untold billions of dollars that could instead be used to help people and get people off the street. But because we had this idea in the 1960s that we were going to save money by limiting the number of beds, man, we're creating suffering. We're
It's interesting. David, I was in law enforcement, and I actually, in my first job back in the 1970s, I worked on a pod in Charity Hospital for mental health, and they probably were somewhere north of 250, 260 beds there. They probably had almost 400 at one time in total. And, you know, the law enforcement folks, that's where they would bring the mental health patients, and we had guards. I was working as a prison guard at the time, and we would do overtime there in that facility. And as more and more years that I served, that started to shrink, right? Yeah. And I had no idea it was this IMD exclusion that you talk about. And I became aware of it because I actually sat on a hospital board for over 20 years later in my life. And, you know, we were always worried about getting over that because of reimbursement rates, and, you know, it being a real loser for us financially, although we all knew that there was an identified need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
So my question to you is, why can't we solve this friction point? It doesn't make sense to me. I mean, we're spending good money after bad. There's actually a way to do this to save money from what we're doing right now.
Absolutely. And I think it's that there are a lot of groups, including disabilities groups, that, you know, their big boogeyman is institutionalization, you know, because there were some abuses that occurred in the 1960s. 1950s,
you know,
and even in
my answer to that is pick a system, any system, you're going to find some deficiencies, right? I mean, it's human nature. You have people with bad intent.
Exactly. And let me just ask you a question. The answer is logical here. What is more likely to lead to abuse? Larger institutions, maybe 100,000 patients, where there are inspectors coming in from time to time, or millions of individual homes in which there is never an inspection at all. I would maintain that it's not that the abuse has stopped. It's that we've taken it out of our eyesight.
Yeah.
Because we don't see it doesn't mean it isn't there. The problem in the 1950s and 60s was the government wasn't doing its job, which is to inspect these things, do spot inspections without warning, just show up. That is their job, and they blew it. And now today, there are millions of homes where people are being taken care of, and there is abuse happening that we never hear about and never will.
So, David, the long and short of this, when we sum all of this up, there are sectors of healthcare that right now we're wasting money on because of some of these silly rules, right? So we have silly outcomes as a result of that, which means that we're spending less dollars with much more manageable issues, right? We're spending money foolishly over here. I don't know. Sometimes I get so frustrated because it seems like they're pretty easy fixes, right? And the interesting thing about the mental health population, you correct me if I'm wrong because you followed it closely. It's not increasing at numbers that are just totally unmanageable, right? Because as long as the delivery system is healthy relative to their care, you will move people out. So there'll be people moving out and people moving in. Am I wrong in that assumption?
The problem is the delivery system. There's a lot of people with undiagnosed mental illness. Many of the people who are on our streets with substance abuse problems, they're self-medicating for underlying mental health issues. If we can address providing an appropriate number of beds, mental health beds, and treatment, we can save a lot of money downstream. And by the way, on the expenses, my mom has Alzheimer's. Her needs are not terribly different than my son's. But we, the taxpayer, is paying like $350,000 a year for around-the-clock care for my son. And privately, I'm paying $8,000 a month for my mom's Alzheimer's care. There's something wrong with that picture, that it costs more than three times more through the government. How many more people could we serve and get better and become the best possible versions of themselves if we just looked at this different.
Yeah, you know, and the deficiencies of the system and the challenges of the system reveal themselves in so many different ways. I mean, study after study after study, just absolutely crazy when you think about it. I wanted to ask you something, David, because it in your bio, it caught my eye. You co-authored a book with David Almasi, Nicaragua's Continuing Revolution. Mi mamá es Nicaragua, from Managua. And my cousin, who you may know, or you may have heard of my cousin, Eden Pastora, Comandante Cero, the original founder of the Sandino Revolutionary Force, is my cousin.
Wow, and that is so cool. I met him at Violeta Chamorro's inauguration.
Yeah, well, he actually visited our house here in the country back in the 80s, twice, actually. And very interesting character, to say the least. But I thought you might appreciate that little tidbit. I'm gonna grab your book, quite frankly. I'm assuming it's still out there and still available, because I would love to read it, to learn more about what was going on.
If you can't find it, you let me know, and I think I probably have an extra copy lying around here somewhere.
Well, thank you so much for visiting with us today. We truly appreciate your time, your insight. Best of luck with Jonathan, and I know that the challenges that he's facing, and your mom, quite frankly, as well. I have
Thank
a similar
you.
Situation going on. None are easy, but that love is there 24/7 for sure.
Absolutely.
Thank you, sir. David Ridenhour, Chairman, National Center for Public Policy Research. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate, with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.